Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It's the Savage Nation. I'm Lou Pate, filling in for Dr. Savage. He'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, pick up a copy of Trump's War, His Battle for America. More important now that Trump is getting past his first 100 days, the blueprint of the times we are living in. Reading Trump's War, His Battle for America, Dr. Savage's latest book, is like reading current events in real time. As we go through the stories of today, you will see how that is a very true statement, and you're going to want to pick up a copy of Trump's War, His Battle for America. Just go to michaelsavage.com. While you're there, sign up for the free newsletter, which is delivered free to your inbox as well. Well, welcome to the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate. There is so much going on. We're going to get it all in, and of course, we encourage you to take part in the conversation at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. The first 100 days coming up tomorrow, depending on who you talk to, did Donald Trump accomplish anything? Or did he accomplish a lot? Simply because they're not covering it on TV doesn't mean nothing was accomplished. We are going to cover it in detail and get into the accomplishments and, well, get into how the media and the Democrats are presenting it. But maybe a bigger issue could be North Korea. What is going on with Kim Jong-un? How is he thinking? How does China play a part in this? Can we trust China? They did threaten sanctions against North Korea. President Trump and President Xi Jinping had a very positive meeting a couple of weeks ago at Mar-a-Lago, just a few scant miles from where I am broadcasting from. And they seemed to get along well. To me, it didn't appear like two politicians. It appeared like two businessmen who had, well, the best interests of their countries, but also the best interests of the world in mind. But can we trust China to keep North Korea and Kim Jong-un in control? Or will military action be necessary? We'll talk about that. Looking at the other side, at the United Nations, the United States, Nikki Haley, I'm not a fan of Nikki Haley, but she's doing a great job as our ambassador there, is calling and giving pressure on Russia to try and end the Syrian war. So China is to North Korea as Russia is to Syria. The question is, for the safety and security of the world and the safety and security of the United States, can we trust China when it comes to North Korea? Can we trust Russia when it comes to Syria? Yes, yes, no, no, yes on one, no on the other. This is something that definitely we will talk about throughout the course of the show. And one thing, we're going to get to Trump's accomplishment, but one that I just wanted to cite here in the opening segment of Dr. Savage's The Savage Nation is, today, President Trump has opened up more areas to offshore drilling, this in the Arctic and this in the mid-Atlantic region of our country. If you check out Trump's War, His Battle for America, Chapter 9, page 181, I told you, it's like reading in real time, conservatism versus conservation. I'll read you a little snippet of that a little later in the show, but it's all right there. And as we speak, President Trump just finished up his speech to the NRA, first president to do so since President Reagan. And again, Trump's War, His Battle for America, Chapter 11, Trump's War for the Second Amendment. And we'll cover a lot more of that later on as well. See, it's all there. If it's happening, it's in the book. But on a lighter note, we have the once enjoyable, once comical, once let your hair down White House Correspondents' Dinner, which has been ruined because it's been infiltrated by Hollywood. It's going on Saturday night. They've got some angry Muslim comedian, I think, is the MC this year. And President Trump, to his credit, is not going. And actually, many of the members of the media have never gone. So I wouldn't go. Not that they wouldn't let me clean the toilets, to be quite honest with you, but I wouldn't go either. I don't believe Dr. Savage has ever gone, and I tip my hat to him on that one. But you have people like Samantha Bee. She's a comically challenged comedian from, The Daily Show. She's having her own little side event. Watch and celebrate the free press while we still have it. This is what the left is all about, folks, in this country. What does that even mean? You know, who is trying to take away freedom of the press? Except for liberals in Berkeley. Except for liberals who don't, who have zero tolerance and don't want to have a conversation, don't want anybody allowed to speak anything different than what they think. Which brings us into Jeff Zucker. He's the head of CNN. Yeah, he's got a big, important job. Started out his career getting coffee for Katie Couric. So, you know, he's important and he's qualified. He says journalism is threatened by the Trump administration. Well, Jeff Zucker, you folks at the fake news outlet CNN don't have to worry about that because you're not journalism and you're not journalists. It's amazing. Newsflash here on the Savage Nation. Lefties, President Trump is the president. He won back in November. Truly an amazing phenomenon. A little later on in the show, we're going to be talking about immigration. Very important, I know, to the Savage Nation listeners. Very important to me. Should be important to all Americans. You think it would be important to our lawmakers, many of them, including the former president, not following the laws of the land. But President Trump having another executive order, the one to defund sanctuary cities, slapped down this time by a judge in San Francisco. The travel ban order was knocked down by an activist judge in Seattle a few months ago. Honestly, why do we have a president who can issue executive orders if they can just be slapped down by some activist judge out there in the wacky left coast? Sorry, I used to live in Seattle, I lived L.A., I lived San Diego. I could say that. Amazing. So we're going to discuss that as well. And here's something that you're not going to hear anyplace else except for here on the Savage Nation. Obama's hidden Iran deal giveaway. Folks, I encourage you to check it out in Politico. I do not promote news organizations or online magazines or anything, but especially Politico. But I tell you, Josh Meyer, in this, he did an excellent job. We're going to talk about the Obama administration's decision to grant clemency to 7 men in the U.S. and drop criminal charges and arrest warrants against 14 others overseas. And this whole thing undermined the strategic enforcement efforts against a broad array of Iranian procurement networks operating in the United States. And this has provided Tehran with a steady stream of critical, important parts and technologies for its nuclear capabilities and its ballistic missile programs. It is truly an amazing phenomenon. We're going to talk about how by dropping those charges against these arms targets, the administration infuriated Justice Department officials and undermined its own counter-proliferation task forces. Again, that comes from Politico.com. Check it out. Josh Meyer there, M-E-Y-E-R. Incredible. I know things come out about presidents after they have left office, but I never thought anybody would put anything up negative about Obama, especially when it comes to that Iran nuclear deal. A lot of nefarious stuff went on there. It's mostly in that article. We're going to go through that later. And it's going to curl your hair if your hair wasn't curly already. And, well, the UN is warning Donald Trump that Obamacare repeal, a repeal of Obamacare, could violate international law. As you know, the Trump administration is now revisiting the issue of repealing and replacing Obamacare. Of course, Chuck Schumer has already said it's horrible, but he had his speech written, you know, before President Trump was even sworn in. Anything that comes up pertaining to the repeal or the replace of Obamacare, he's going to say something. But remember when Justice Gorsuch was nominated? They had all the signs up condemning, you know, who Trump's choice was going to be. But the signs were like pre-made. They just had to write in Justice Neil Gorsuch because they were going to say the same thing about anybody, regardless of who it was. But That and much more we will be talking about here on the Savage Nation. And again, it can all be found in real time in Trump's war, his battle for America. But first, back to the first 100 days. It's truly amazing. There are, I forget how many executive orders that President Trump has signed, something like 87 or something like that, and second only to Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was at 105. As you know, two of those have been knocked down, but they'll see you in the Supreme Court, as Donald Trump said the other day. But if you're busy with your 9-to-5 and your wife and your kids and life in general, and you just check out the news like a normal person, and unfortunately don't have time to listen to the Savage Nation Live, we hope you download it later, you would think that, you know, according to the Democrats, Maxine Waters, the illustrious Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, that, and the news, fake news outlets CNN and MSNBC, that it's all about Russia and Donald Trump's taxes, should he release them? Oh, the poor Syrian refugees. Or the fact that pertaining to sanctuary cities, Democratic lawmakers and the news want to ignore the Constitution. The focus on the government shutdown and how many times Donald Trump plays golf and how much it costs to go to Mar-a-Lago every weekend. All of these things, this is what is priority to the news organizations out there such as CNN and MSNBC. But when you look at just some of what Donald Trump has accomplished, Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court, opening up more areas to offshore drilling, as mentioned, Chapter 9 in Trump's war, his battle for America, working with China, working with North Korea, tax cuts that are coming to all of us. Couples don't start paying taxes till $24,000. My personal favorite is getting rid of the Obamacare tax of 3.8% for capital gains for, well, if you're single, $200,000. If you're a couple, $250,000. You say, "Woo, that's a lot of money, right?" I say, "Well, if you sell a house and you're getting good equity in the house and you're making, you know, you're making $200,000 on it, you know, it's a lot of money. You know, $15,000-$20,000. So I'm glad that one's going to be going away, and others, of course, the Keystone and Dakota pipelines and the stock market at an all-time high, which, depending on who you talk to, I think leads to job creation. So that and so much more coming up here on the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate. Thrilled to be sitting in here for Dr. Savage, ably assisted by the team, Ron, Jim, and Robert. And we invite you into the fray. 855-400-SAVAGE. My name is Lou Pate. You are listening to the home of Trump's war, his battle for America, the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
It's the Savage Nation. I'm Lou Pate, filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back on Monday. In the meantime, pick up a copy of Dr. Savage's New York Times number one bestseller, debuted at number one, by the way, folks. Trump's War, His Battle for America. More important now that Trump is getting past his first 100 days. And we're going to be talking about North Korea. And, well, if you're going to be, you know, in the business of running a country and being the leader of the free world, you have to have a strong military. And I encourage you, chapter number six, Trump's War to Restore the Military. Again, Trump's war, his battle for America. Everybody knows what's going on out there. We have North Korea. We have Kim Jong-un. It's a delicate dance that President Trump is doing, but he did admit that there is an, I quote, major conflict with North Korea possible, but he is seeking diplomacy. Now, Rex Tillerson, our Secretary of State, who is a guy that I am happy is on our side, is speaking very bluntly about what the ramifications are. Now, I don't think China wants war. I don't think President Trump wants war. It's bad for business. It's bad for the future of the world. And they're dealing with Kim Jong-un, who is crazy. He's young. He's immature. He's insane. And while leaders of some countries will, you know, pound their chest that they have a nuclear arsenal. No one really wants to use it. They don't want to use it. They'll use it as leverage. They'll use it to look strong to their people, but nobody wants to use it, not even Vladimir Putin. He doesn't want to use it. President Xi Jinping at China, he doesn't want to use it. But they have it, you know, just to say we have it, okay? Kind of like keeping up with the Joneses on a super international level. But Kim Jong-un is unpredictable. This is a guy who feeds his enemies to the dogs and to lions. This is a guy who kills his relatives because he just doesn't like them. Made a guy stand on an X and they dropped a bomb on his head. This is insanity. This is psychopath stuff. So this is a guy you cannot allow to move forward when it comes to procuring what they need to make nuclear weapons. And this is Rex Tillerson on North Korea. Robert, please, clip number 5.
We have said this before and it bears repeating. The policy of strategic patience is over. Additional patience will only mean acceptance of a nuclear North Korea. The more we bide our time, the sooner we will run out of it. In light of the growing threat, the time has come for all of us to put new pressure on North Korea to abandon its dangerous path. I urge this council to act before North Korea does.
There you have it. Additional patience will only mean acceptance of a nuclear North Korea. Say, you know, Obama kicked the can down the road for many years, saying things like, oh, it's Kim Jong-il, and oh, later it's Kim Jong-un, and he is just saber-rattling. I've said many times he just wants attention. But in giving him this time, in just saying he wants attention, allowing him to shoot rockets into the Sea of Japan, which I've mocked him for many times, they're taking one step further, one step forward, one step further. And as I said during the opening monologue in the Politico piece, Obama's hidden Iran giveaway, well, they let Iran kick the can down the road, and they eventually were able to get nuclear weapons, okay? And we have this deal where they can't use them. Do you trust them? Do you trust a Kim Jong-un and North Korea to have a nuclear weapon? I'll tell you what. I don't. The Korean War was fought between June 1950 and 1953 after North Korea invaded the southern neighbor. The time they had support of China and the Soviet Union. I don't know if we can trust these folks. 855-400-SAVAGE. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's the Savage Nation. I'm Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back on Monday. In the meantime, pick up a copy of Dr. Savage's latest book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. It has debuted at number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Didn't creep its way up to number one, although that would be impressive too. Debuted at number one. So now, more than ever, and more important now that President Trump is getting past his first 100 days, Trump's War, His Battle for America, and we'll look at different parts of the book as we go throughout the show, as we have earlier in the show. 855-400-SAVAGE, we're talking about the issue of North Korea. What do you think is the most threatening enemy we face right now? Is it North Korea? Is it Russia? Is it ISIS? We're focusing on North Korea right now, but we'll get to ISIS, we'll get to Russia. But what about an EMP? Everybody's talking about nuclear weapons, but North Korea right now can launch an EMP attack before it has developed any nuclear missile technology. And an EMP may be far more deadly. A disaster by an EMP from high-altitude blast, well, might seem like something from the 1950s or 1960s television shows. What happens is there's a silent flash high in the sky, and everything using electricity just poof. Goes away. Your phone, your tablet, your cars, the internet, poof, satellites quit working, landline, mobile phones, everything, poof, computers gone, destroyed in a moment, just like that. So to nuke one of our cities, Kim Jong-un and the North Koreans need to master intercontinental ballistic missile construction, ICBMs as they're called. And that's a whole process. They're not there yet, but if they get there, they'll use it. But in the meantime, they can go the EMP route. So in contrast, an EMP attack requires only a small light nuclear weapon and the ability to launch it as a satellite. Boom, over the U.S., it could be detonated. I'm not trying to scare anybody, but President Trump said the following. Robert, if you will, cut number three.
Many thanks to Secretaries.
There's a chance that we could end up having a major, major conflict with North Korea. Absolutely. We'd love to solve things diplomatically, but it's very difficult. Is he willing to destroy his country, and is he willing to destroy millions and millions of lives and people?
As President Trump. Sorry to step on that in the beginning there, Robert. Strong words from anybody who says them, stronger coming from the President of the United States, because Kim Jong-un is willing to use weapons. As I said earlier, the Korean War went on for, 4 years? At the time, the U.S. came to support the South. China supported the North, and they had some assistance from the Soviet Union. Hundreds of thousands of lives were lost. Now we're talking millions. All these years later, and by the way, they didn't call it a war. They call it the Korean conflict, if you remember. And technically, as I've cited before, it's still going on. They never technically ended it on paper. So it is still going on, but it's just a distant memory to most people, unless, of course, if you fought in it and served during it, as my father did. But the issue here is we have China on our side on a business deal. The president of China said when he was at Mar-a-Lago, he will help President Trump, but he hopes that they can straighten out the situation diplomatically. You heard President Trump there say he wants to do things diplomatically, but can you be diplomatic with a psychopath? And I think Kim Jong-un is a psychopath. Can you deal with someone like this? Is he like the crazy suicide bombers from the radical Muslim world willing to die for his cause? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think you're going to find him willing to be blown up, willing to be nuked. I do think he's loving the attention, but I don't think he is willing to die like the crazies in the Middle East. Some people have said regime change. Why not take out Kim Jong-un? Well, we here in the United States do not take part in the assassination of other leaders. I guess we've been involved in regime change over the years. But on that, Robert, if we can, clip number six. This is our Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, talking about regime change.
We have said to them that your pathway to survival and security is to eliminate your nuclear weapons. And we and other countries will be prepared to help you on a pathway of economic development and become a stable, secure part of a stable, prosperous Northeast Asia. Now, that is how we de-risk North Korea to China as well. As I think it's well understood, China has concerns about destabilizing the regime in North Korea due to possible impacts of a failed regime. We have been very clear. We do not seek regime change in North Korea. We're not seeking a collapse of the regime. We are not seeking to find some excuse for accelerated reunification of the peninsula. What we are seeking is the same thing China has said they seek, a full denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
That is Rex Tillerson. Now, Savage Nation listeners, can we trust China on this? They have as much at stake as we do. There have been so many, usually I don't trust the media, but there have been so many headlines that, you know, warning Hawaii, warning the west coast of the United States. We're not there yet, but when you have somebody on the other end in Kim Jong-un who would use these weapons if he had them, you cannot be trusted. So, but will China stomp him down? They have to. China is the key here. Okay, we can show our military might, but we have to have China on our side. We didn't have that in the Korean conflict in the 1950s. Okay, and then, which we'll talk about a little later in the show, there's the issue with Russia. We have Russia-Syria deal. Are we biting off too much, more than we can chew? Are we biting off too much here? Is President Trump biting off too much here? You have to take what comes down the pike. You can't just ignore something because it's a lot. You have to handle both. Some people say, well, just handle the items domestically. It doesn't pertain to us. But it does when some nut is willing to blow you up. Now, he doesn't have the capability now, but there are nefarious means and ways of getting it. We've seen it with Iran. We've seen for 35 years we had our eye on Iran, trying to keep them in check, and still they're ending up with nuclear weapons. So as we played a clip earlier from Rex Tillerson, he said, and I quote, additional patience will only mean acceptance of a nuclear North Korea. A nuclear North Korea, folks, is unacceptable. Okay? And as Dr. Savage talks about in Trump's War, his Battle for America, Chapter 6, Trump's War to Restore the Military, he talks about how you have to be smart. Not just throwing money at issues, but spending money wisely. That pertains to diplomacy as well. You don't just throw the might of your military at a problem, okay? You have to handle it wisely. And it's all there, right there, in Trump's War, his Battle for America. Let's get to the phones, 855-400-SAVAGE. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage, who will return on Monday. Anthony at Dr. Savage's flagship in San Francisco, KSFO. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Hey, Anthony.
War, why has he sent, you know, bombs over to Syria and killed innocent people as well as the mother of all bombs if he doesn't want war?
Well, sometimes you might not want war. I don't want war. But sometimes you have to answer things with military might. That doesn't mean you want war.
Well, and going off of North Korea, I mean, do you really think that Trump is more stable than North Korea? Why should we want to take away their nuclear weapons, yet we're still going to keep ours? I mean, what makes us so superior to the next person?
Well, to answer your question first, do I think Trump is superior, you said, to North Korea? I think you mean Kim Jong-un. Yes, yes, because Trump is not a murderous dictator. You can't compare the two. Kim Jong-un has a history of murdering people that simply disagree with him or people he thinks will get in his way. You can't compare the. You might not like the man, Anthony, but you can't compare the two. Trump has never killed anybody and never had anybody killed. All right, thanks for your call, Anthony. I appreciate it. I don't know what to tell you on that if you don't have anything to say, but, you know, you might not like President Trump. You might not have voted for him. You might be unhappy that he is the president, but when you start comparing him to a murderous despot, you kind of lose credibility with the argument. Let's go to Rose at WSBA in Pennsylvania. Rose, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Well, hi. I want to say that I am sick to death of that girly man, Paul Ryan, and his band of girly men, moderate Republicans. I love Donald Trump. He's trying to save us. He's trying to save our country, and they're thwarting him every chance they get. They're concerned about their power, not us. They had to dump a bunch of them in the Potomac. And that's what I have to say.
Hey, listen, Rose, I'll tell you what. You're going to get me started. You mentioned, what'd you call him, girly man Paul Ryan? That's pretty funny. But I've said many times here, I am not a fan of Paul Ryan. I'm not a fan of Reince Priebus. I'm not a fan of Mitch McConnell and the Republican establishment at all. I like you, Rose, think they only have their best interests in mind, hanging on to the power, hanging on to all of the perks that come with them. And in Trump's War, his Battle for America, it's right there. Trump's war against the enemies within. The enemies within and draining the swamp, Rose. But as you know, I'm not a sycophant. I'm not a lemming for Trump, but I like a lot that he's done. We're going to talk about his accomplishments a little later in the show in the first 100 days, but he has made some mistakes, and I know you have to sometimes, you know, go along to get along, but he has surrounded himself with too many of these Republican establishment types who were against him until he was finally elected. Rose, what do you think?
Well, that's true. You know, really, it really irks me terribly because I just can't stand what they're doing to him. I think he's a good man, and he's trying to help us. Everything he's doing, I agree with. I mean, nobody is perfect. And I'll tell you one thing, that whole bunch in well, most of them, except the Freedom Caucus is trying to do what they can. But now we voted for him because we want health care repealed, we want the border wall, we want tax breaks, and they don't seem to want anything.
No, they don't want him to achieve anything. That's what it is. They didn't want Hillary Clinton in there, but they didn't want him in there. So I really do feel that there is a behind the scenes effort to undermine him at any turn while pretending to be his friends. But Rose, thank you for your call. Do appreciate it. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. The issue of North Korea is not something that I have to be honest that until recently I did not take serious. In previous years, Kim Jong-un would, they always use the term saber rattle. He would get out there and he would make a big show of things. Last week he had his military parade in honor of his grandfather, 105th anniversary of the founding of North Korea. A lot of weapons on display, very reminiscent of the Soviet Union in the 1980s. And, you know, they analyzed the film and they said some weapons were from China. A lot of the weapons were fake. But the issue here is this guy is desperate to be taken serious. And in his twisted mind, in my humble opinion, he thinks that what will give him credibility at the international table is to make a statement militarily somewhere in the world. I disagree with him on that, but he thinks that is what's going on. That's what's going to make him respected. It's like some type of street thug mentality that, you know, you get street credibility by robbing and killing people. And that's not the way it works on the international stage, because there are the lives of millions of people in jeopardy. But it is a very touchy situation because we are dealing with an unstable person. Robert, if we can, here's again Rex Tillerson about the tensions, cut number 7 going on with North Korea.
We've put in place a very deliberate strategy, which we are just in the early stages of executing, and it is one that does involve bringing significant pressure to bear on the regime in Pyongyang. It also involves calling on China to play a role in how we deal with this threat. So again, you're right, tensions are running a bit high right now. We expected they would. You know, in our approach to addressing this issue, we know there's going to be risk involved. Those risks are very measured. We shared those with the president. He's been very deliberate about the actions that he's asked us to take, and we'll see how this all plays out.
There you have Rex Tillerson on tensions being high on North Korea. And folks, how did we get here? How did we get here? Barack Obama. Okay? It's not just because I disagree with the policies of the man. The man was weak when it came to international issues, when it came to showing backbone on national issues and protecting the national security of all Americans, he laughed it off. But I don't think he was stupid. A lot of people think he was stupid. A lot of people think he was weak. While on the surface, former President Barack Obama would seem weak when it came to foreign affairs, I have to often wonder, was he as clever as a fox? Was he purposely allowing the North Koreas to, you know, kick the can down the road in an effort to get their hands on nuclear weapons and develop nuclear weapons? We see, and we'll discuss at great length a little later in the show, how he allowed that to happen, how he stepped in the way of investigations that would have stopped Iran from procuring the stuff that they needed, the material they needed to develop nuclear weapons. That's a fact. So we are having this conversation. Tensions are high. A major conflict might be coming with North Korea because Barack Obama did nothing for 8 years. My name is Lou Pate. You are listening to the home of Trump's war, his battle for America, the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
It's the Savage Nation. I'm Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. He will return on Monday. And remember to pick up a copy of Dr. Savage's New York Times number one bestseller, Trump's War, His Battle for America. More important now that Trump is getting past his first 100 days. And what a 100 days. Right now we're talking about North Korea. And here's a clip of Rex Tillerson talking about North Korea exploiting its diplomatic privileges.
We call on countries to suspend or downgrade diplomatic relations with North Korea. North Korea exploits its diplomatic privileges to fund its illicit nuclear and missile technology programs, and constraining its diplomatic activity will cut off a flow of needed resources. In light of North Korea's recent actions, normal relations with the DPRK are simply not acceptable.
A nuclear North Korea is not acceptable. The Trump haters will say he's a warmonger. I think it's showing true leadership trying to save us from someone that I think is crazy. Lou Pate here with you, in for Dr. Savage, the home of Trump's war, his battle for America. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It's the Savage Nation. I'm Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back on Monday. In the meantime, pick up a copy of Dr. Savage's New York Times number one bestseller. Remember, it debuted at number one. Trump's War, His Battle for America. More important now that Trump is getting past his first 100 days. And we're going to be talking about the accomplishments of those 100 days, the media coverage within those 100 days and beyond, and whether he did accomplish anything, what you think, and maybe some things he did, maybe some things he shouldn't have done, what you'd like to see done. 855-400-SAVAGE. In the last hour, we were talking about North Korea. We're talking about what a danger they are. We've played a lot of sound bites from President Trump, from Rex Tillerson. I talked a lot about Kim Jong-un and his procurement of nuclear weapons and what a danger it could be, especially to the west coast of the United States, but also to the world, and how he must be stopped and how China is the key. And can they be trusted? They are the key to peace with North Korea because they control North Korea. Now, I do feel that President Trump and President Xi Jinping have a positive relationship, and he said he wants to work with Trump and come to a peaceful resolution on this. The question is, can Kim Jong-un be controlled? Let's get back to the phones on this. Let's go to Mike at Dr. Savage's flagship in New York City, WABC, my home in the Bronx, New York. Welcome, Mike, to the Savage Nation.
Thank you very much. First-time caller.
Welcome.
I'd like to just comment on the previous caller who basically implied that Donald Trump was somewhat as insane as much as the leader of North Korea. He is actually correct. I'm a Republican. I voted for Donald Trump. I'm the base, and he's betrayed us, okay?
In what way, Mike?
Let me explain.
Before you explain, you said the caller was correct in comparing him to Kim Jong-il. Kim Jong-il is a murderous dictator who was not elected by the people of his country, inherited the position from his father, Kim Jong-il. So right there, the way they achieved power is 100% different. What they have done with said power is 100% different. Can you give me some similarities?
I'll give you a similarity right now. Provoking a war with a government, okay, a country that you will provoke the war by bombing them illegally, by the way, because you're telling the American people that they would be a threat to the United States and will bomb us. Well, you know what? You have a little hole in that. If that is the case, you spent 1 year telling the American people that Russia was a great threat to us and our enemy. So why aren't you bombing Russia, okay, if that's the reason? Because they can reach us and legitimately...
Here's the reason, Mike. Because Russia is not threatening us. Kim Jong-un is threatening us. And Russia has weapons that they are choosing not to use on us. Well, Kim Jong-un is trying to get the same type of weapons and will use them on us. He has threatened us. Do you want to wait, Mike, until he has these weapons and then he blows up Hawaii or San Francisco and then you want to address it then?
You put a nuclear-armed armada on his shores, and after we've had the great record of killing the leader of Gaddafi, who gave up his weapons, and the Saddam Hussein, who gave up his weapon.
Wait. Hold on, Mike. Mike, calm down, first of all. Secondly, we're working with China on this. This is not Trump run amok. This is an international coalition of countries coming together to try to peacefully handle Kim Jong-un. And obviously, with China working with us on this, the men just had dinner 2 weeks ago, a few miles from where I'm sitting right now at Mar-a-Lago, and they are trying to work this out peacefully. They are both on the same page. Where are you getting all of this warmonger stuff? Do you want to wait until Kim Jong-un has a bomb and uses it somewhere around the world?
Wait. Warmonger stuff. What's the name? George Bush Jr., who started...
You're not answering my question. Do you want to wait until he has a bomb and uses it on South Korea or launches it in the direction of the west coast of the United States?
Well, you can say that all you want. What about the threat to the North...
No, I didn't say it. It's a question that you're choosing not to answer.
And excuse me, the bottom line is this. We have no legitimacy, but I do have a solution, sir. I will give you the solution to the...
I'll listen to your solution after you answer my question. Do you want to wait for Kim Jong-un to have a nuclear weapon? Or do you want to wait for him to have an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse? Do you think Rex Tillerson is lying, too?
Let me ask you a question. So everybody who has nuclear weapons now have the capability of delivering it, unlike them. Everybody right now who has it, that includes China, that includes Russia.
Right.
Who have all indicated at one time or other in our disputes in the child that if you come and take action against us, look what you're doing in Russia and Syria.
Mike, you're rambling. Here's the deal. None of those countries have threatened us. While we might have terse relations with Russia right now, they are not threatening us. We are not threatening them. President Trump is trying to avoid a conflict with Kim Jong-un. That is why he is working with China. You're being hysterical. No one has been betrayed. The man is doing his job in trying to, well, do what it is, job one, protect our national security. That's all it is. No one wants to see a conflict with North Korea. No one wants to see them bombed. Okay, maybe there's a few crazy hawks out there that want that, but no one on the international stage, certainly the president of China does not want this. He made that clear. President Trump and Rex Tillerson, they have made it clear. Nobody wants military action. I do not want military action, and I know the members of the Savage Nation who have their sons and daughters and them themselves who are serving in the military don't want conflict, but I do know this. If it is necessary, if we are provoked, then we will do it, and it will answer the call. I don't want that. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. With all of this talk and with sending the Carl Vinson every which way but Sunday heading that direction, I think it got there eventually, right? They're sending a message. It's a warning, okay? It's a delicate dance. It's a tap dance, and it's one that could have, you know, dangerous consequences down the road. Now, Rex Tillerson said that Kim Jong-un is not crazy. Hey, Robert, if we can, I just said clip number 8, if we can. I disagree with him on this, but listen to this, please.
All indications by intelligence agencies, and there have been a number of independent psychologists have done analysis as best they can. All indications are that he is not crazy. He may be ruthless. He may be a murderer. He may be someone who, in many respects, we would say by our standards is irrational. But he is not insane.
Now, Rex Tillerson is saying that. He's saying that because he's Secretary of State, and it is not really diplomatically eloquent for the Secretary of State to say he's insane. I'm sitting here on the Savage Nation, happy to be filling in for Dr. Michael Savage, and I could say, in my humble opinion, he's nuts. Like I've said before, he's killed people simply because they exist. I think he wiped out the family of like his ex-fiance, and he's killing all of his uncles, and he doesn't just execute them. He feeds them to animals, and I mean, this is crazy stuff. But the Secretary of State can't say that stuff. It's funny how he says he may be a murderer, he may be ruthless, he may be irrational, but he's not insane. I think he is. I do find it brilliant, though, the way Donald Trump said in an interview, I believe it was with Fox News, he talked about how, and I'm paraphrasing, that Kim Jong-un inherited this position. He's 27 years old. His father passed away. This is not an easy thing for anybody to handle. I just thought, wow, he's like tugging at the heartstrings. If Kim Jong-un is listening to that, as crazy and as ruthless and as irrational and as murderous as he is, it's like going to touch something in him, because when his father died, he felt it. Anybody who's lost a parent out there knows exactly what I'm talking about, and he's no different on that. And it's going to make him think back to, he might not show it in public, but it's going to make him think back to when he lost his father. There are things like that that Trump does, where he's manipulating the situation, sending out a message to Kim Jong-un in his answer to a question in an interview, that I find personally brilliant. That is, in my mind, the mastery of Trump. He hasn't mastered the political thing, listening to Republican politicians and so on and so forth. But trust me, it was not an accident that Trump cited the death of the young man's father and how difficult it is after losing a parent, especially when you then inherit a country and you have to run this country after the death of your father. I find that brilliant, but that's just me. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. Coming up, we're going to be talking about Trump's 100 days, the first 100 days. Is it a ridiculous standard to hold any president, Republican or Democrat, to the standards of what they accomplish in the first 100 days? Well, I'll tell you what. When we come back from our commercial break, we're going to talk about Trump's 100 days. And for the haters out there, your heads are going to explode, because so much has been accomplished. Oh, you won't see it on MSNBC, and you won't see it on CNN, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen. It's out there, and we're going to go through a lot of it, and we encourage you to take part in the conversation. 855-400-SAVAGE. In the meantime, Dr. Savage's book debuted number one on the New York Times bestseller list. For those of you who don't know, his previous books have like been banned from the New York Times bestsellers. They wouldn't even acknowledge that they exist, never mind debuting at number one. So as I tell you, when I tell you that this book is a blueprint for the times we are living in right now, I am not joking. We'll go through more of that later when we come back. But it's Trump's war, his battle for America, talking about the economic war, the repealing of Obamacare, the war for our borders, the enemies within, and as I mentioned earlier, Trump's war to restore the military. When we come back, we'll talk more about Trump's war, his battle for America, Trump's first 100 days, the successes, the accomplishments. Are they there or am I crazy? 855-400-SAVAGE. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage. He'll be back on Monday on the home of the New York Times number one bestseller, Trump's War, His Battle for America, The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
It's the Savage Nation. I'm Lou Pate, filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back on Monday, and I encourage you to pick up a copy of Dr. Savage's New York Times number one bestseller, Trump's War, His Battle for America. More important now that Trump is getting past his first 100 days. We've been talking about what's in the book and how it is a blueprint to many of the topics that we're discussing on today's show. It is truly an amazing phenomenon. And the first 100 days is what we are going to talk about now. And if you want to get in on the conversation here on the Savage Nation, it's 855-400-SAVAGE. First 100 days, it is a weird benchmark, a round number of 100 that I don't even know where it comes from or who made it up. I'm not a particular fan of it because so many, but it's the only criteria we have, so I acknowledge it. I don't ignore it, but it is so hard to get things done in Washington, D.C. that 3 months and 10 days is not really a lot. It's not even 100 days when you consider inauguration and then the few days that follow. The whole cabinet isn't even in place yet. They just got the Secretary of Labor sworn in yesterday, day 98. So it's kind of a little bit of a joke, but it is the criteria, and it is the one that the media has been running with. Boy, we've been hearing about the first 100 days since before day one. How much will be accomplished? And how much has been accomplished? Well, I guess it depends on who you talk to and what their agenda is and what narrative they're pushing. Personally, I feel President Trump has accomplished a lot. Oh, there are no giant policy issues such as the repeal and replace of Obamacare. That was a little bit of an embarrassment. That was a little bit of a blemish. I hope it taught the president that he cannot trust the Republicans on the Hill. Forget the Democrats. I mean, you could see them coming from a mile away. You know, Maxine Waters enjoying her 15 minutes of fame, and Nancy Pelosi, you know, every day wants to get in front of the microphone. And Charles Schumer has written out his criticisms of President Trump. He started writing them on November 9th at 2:45 in the morning when it was announced that Trump won. So he's got all of these criticisms for everything to come, and he just plugs them in. They're not heartfelt, they're not sincere, they're not legitimate. We'll get to some of that a little later. But to the issues at hand, I think he's accomplished a lot. Basically erasing former President Obama's legislative accomplishments off the map in 100 days. Folks, do you understand that while, and I touched on this in the monologue, while the extreme left-wing citizens and extreme left-wing networks and extreme left-wing politicians are crying about Russia, calling for Trump to release his tax returns. Really, folks, who cares about their tax returns? The man is president of the United States. What to do with Syrian refugees? Sanctuary cities ignoring the Constitution. Oh, a government shutdown. Oh, do you know how much Trump played golf? You know, stupid things that you could tell who reads the Huffington Post. You could tell who reads Media Matters. And you could tell who's listening to the talking heads on CNN and MSNBC because they're not informed. When we talk about the first 100 days, I think, well, I want to talk about the one he just signed today, opening up more areas to offshore drilling in the Arctic and in the mid-Atlantic areas. That is huge, okay? Drilling for our own national resources, drilling for our own oil. We probably have more oil in this country than they have in the Middle East and around the world combined, but we're not allowed to go for it because each time a Democratic president gets in there, more and more land, more and more areas of the globe, even under the ocean, are off limits. Well, now they're not. And we'll talk about that when we come back. That's one of the biggest accomplishments. But there are many, and we will get to them. But President Trump, 100 days. Has he accomplished anything? If you think he hasn't, give me a call as well. 855-400-SAVAGE. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage, the home of Trump's war, his battle for America, the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's the Savage Nation. I'm Lou Pate, filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back tomorrow, but pick up a copy of Dr. Savage's New York Times number one bestseller, Trump's War, His Battle for America. We're talking about Trump's 100 days, and it is more important now that Trump is getting past his first 100 days. I ask you, the listeners to the Savage Nation, how do you think he's doing so far in the first 100 days? The haters are welcome, but just make a good argument. Or are you a Republican who feels betrayed, like one of our callers earlier in the show? Or do you think he's doing a great job? Or somewhere in between? 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. Before I tell you what I think, and before we get to the phones, let's hear what President Trump himself says. Robert, please clip number 11.
I don't know, we're moving awfully well, getting a lot of things done. I don't think there's ever been anything like this. It's a false standard, 100 days, but I have to tell you, I don't think anybody has done what we've been able to do in 100 days, so we're very happy.
There you go. So we know what he feels. Let's just see what Chuck Schumer feels, too. This would be clip number 12. This is the illustrious Chuck Schumer from Brooklyn, New York.
His forays into the Congress have been bad. I mean, that's why I give his 100 days have been 100 days of broken promises to the working people. He campaigned as a populist. He said, I'm going to be against the Democratic and Republican establishments. He's governing as a hard right special interest guy. So his health care bill failed because it was so far over to the right. His attempt to force us to take the wall nearly caused the government shutdown. His tax bill, they can't even say that it'll help the middle class at all, and it helps the very wealthy. You cannot govern from the hard right, and that's what he's doing.
Charles Schumer couldn't even get the words out. He was struggling to say that. Trump's first 100 days of broken promises, he was struggling to even come up with this. Now, his health care bill did fail. Okay, but that's because he listened to Paul Ryan. And the wall did not almost cause a government shutdown. They're accepting bids. They're accepting the designs. I think a huge portion of it will be built. Maybe not 2,500 miles, but he has to build it. He said it too many times. But no, part of it was in the budget, and it was discussed in the budget. But it wasn't like, oh, the wall is going to cause a government shutdown. But this Chuck Schumer, I mean, come on. The guy is a liar. So there you have it. That's Chuck Schumer. He probably could, if you check back, he probably wrote a similar speech and tweaked it for George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, probably going back to Gerald Ford. But in the meantime, we have most of his accomplishments, President Trump's accomplishments, that is, are coming through executive orders. And the reason for that is because both the establishment Republicans and the establishment Democrats do not want to see him succeed, and they are working overtime to make sure nothing gets accomplished. I mean, come on, you know, what's in the ear of the Freedom Caucus? Those guys don't like anything, and they're supposed to be on the same side as President Trump. As I said, Chuck Schumer, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, and others, we expect that from them. Never Trumpers like John McCain and Ben Sasse, we expect that. The ones I like are the executive order directing a review of national monument designations under prior administrations, okay? That's a little legalese in there. But what that comes down to is 265 million acres of a land grab by Barack Obama are now on the table again for exploration and development and drilling and whatever it's going to be, okay? Now, I just don't like the way it's worded. An order directing a review of national monument designations under prior administration. It's one of my favorite ones, and I couldn't even find it. I'm like, where? I'm asking Jim and Robert, where's that one I like? Because they should put it. The land grab from Obama is gone. 265 million acres are now back to the people and will be used for exploration. That's what it should say. And Chuck Schumer criticizes the budget, the tax cuts, excuse me, that President Trump is putting out there, but it's getting rid of some of the taxes of Obamacare. As I mentioned in the monologue, there's the 3.8% tax for capital gains, okay? It's if you sell real estate and make $200,000 in equity on your home, you're going to pay 3.8% of a tax. That's one of the 19 Obamacare taxes. That one is part of the tax cuts put up by Treasury Secretary Mnuchin the other day. And they're being criticized for this. Married couples will not pay taxes until they've earned $24,000. For some, that's a lot. For some, that's not a lot. But still, hey, who doesn't want to take a $24,000 tax credit? You have to really just be ignorant to criticize someone who's trying to put overtaxed, Americans who are overtaxed, put money back in their pocket. just because you hate the man and you hate the fact that he became president, it really is, it is stupid and it is ignorant. But I'd like to know from you, the listeners to the Savage Nation, has he accomplished anything? What has he accomplished? Or if you hate him, what hasn't he accomplished? And if you're a Republican who feels betrayed, I want to hear from you. But make it good, all right? None of this, you know, moaning that you just don't like him. I don't want you to be like all of those women at that march a couple of days after the inauguration, which is basically just an anti-Trump march. Remember the March for Science last week? Another anti-Trump march. You got to have something that I can sink my teeth into. Legitimate voices are welcome here on the Savage Nation. Well, actually, all voices are welcome here on the Savage Nation, but we don't want you to make a fool of yourself either. Let's get to the phones. Let's go to Ted at WDRC in Connecticut. They've got a great stream for the Savage Nation there. Welcome to the Savage Nation, Ted.
Yes, great job you're doing as always. I would like to say that President Obama inherited a mess, as we know. But I really, truly believe I've done homework on him, his family, what they racked up in vacation bills is astronomical of all presidents and first ladies. But besides that, he hasn't attacked to take care of the problems that existed at that time. In fact, if anything, they became worse, diversion between... Nope.
Wait, are you talking about Trump or Obama?
Right now, Obama.
Okay.
Yeah, and...
Well, let's get to Trump, the first 100 days. What do you think? Are you happy?
I'm very happy with President Trump. I voted for him. We've got to give him a chance. This 100 days thing is a bunch of baloney for me. You can't accomplish a whole... Look, he's done more in one day. President Trump has done more in one day than many welfare people that I know of that don't do anything in a month.
Well said. Ted, thanks for your call. Do appreciate it. Some of the executive order that got most of the press was the executive order with the travel ban. The media tried to paint it as a Muslim ban. It was knocked down by a judge, I believe his name was Robart, in Seattle. This makes me question if a judge can just knock down what the president wants. Why do we even have a president? It makes you wonder. But what happened there is it was misrepresented by the Democrats. It was misrepresented by the media. At that executive order, the travel ban, as it was called, affected seven nations. That was a list put together by former President Obama. Okay, that list did not come from the Trump administration, and it affected only 13% of Muslims in the world. If you do the math, that means 87% of all Muslims throughout the world were not affected. So when they call it a Muslim ban, that is what we call fake news. That is what we call misinformation. Okay, that's what we call politicizing the issue to try to mislead people to get what you want. And that ban was going to keep us safer. And you know what? If you were Catholic, if you were Hindu, and you were in one of those seven nations, you couldn't come here either. So why they called it a Muslim ban? Because they were trying to politicize it. Let's get some ladies into the show. Mary at W in My Life, and I love it there. So welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you. I'm a New Yorker by birth also. Now I live in Connecticut. But I love Donald Trump. I voted for him, obviously. I volunteered my time for him for the first time in my life. I'm an independent, and I became a Republican to vote for him.
Now, Mary, I'm sorry to interrupt you. What prompted you to dedicate and donate your valuable time to a political cause when you have never done so before and it's not even your party? That's pretty impressive.
Well, I knew Donald Trump did a lot of great things for New York. I was a young person working in the city in the early 80s, and the city was a disaster. I know that he did a lot to help the city as well as Giuliani. And I believe in the guy. I think he's a great American. He's not a perfect person, but, you know, we're not looking for, a religious symbol or a symbol of perfection to run.
We're not looking for a messiah, as the media dubbed a previous president. No names mentioned.
Right. And we just want somebody who knows how to get things done.
But now, are you happy? It says here you're frustrated at the roadblocks he's been facing.
Oh, absolutely. That's my point. I mean, he has to come across people who are in total opposition of him because they have some sort of financial gain in keeping things in gridlock.
All right. Well, Mary, thanks for your call. Do appreciate it. But there's Mary. I could hear the frustration in her voice. And that's one of the things that I focus on, the roadblocks. Unfortunately, a lot of them are coming from the Republican side. We know what's coming from the left. You could, you know, they telegraph it a decade earlier. But if you look at Dr. Savage's book, Trump's War, his battle for America, right there, Trump's War Against the Enemies Within, the third chapter within, the third segment within chapter one, Draining the Swamp, the second one, The Enemies Within. It's all right there in Trump's War, his battle for America. Let's go to Chris at WJJF in New York. Chris, they say not much has changed. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
I don't think much has changed since Trump has become president. Okay. We still have Obamacare, and when Trump was trying to get Paul Ryan making that deal to pass Obamacare Lite. I mean, it's basically the same deal. If the Republicans really wanted to repeal Obamacare, they would put up a clean repeal of Obamacare. There's a bill, H.R. 1718, by Representative Mo Brooks. It's a clean repeal of Obamacare, and yet there are only three co-sponsors of the bill. I think the Republicans are just playing games. I think both parties in this country want socialism. I don't think there's really any difference.
I don't think they want socialism, but okay, so your main gripe is Obamacare. It's not that not much has changed. As I said, through executive orders, he has basically erased everything that Obama had put in there. I mean, you look at things like the Clean Power Plan and the executive order revoking Obama-era executive orders on federal contracting. There was two orders on trade, one requesting the Commerce Department report the factors behind the trade deficit, and another seeking to increase the collection of duties on imports. There's the aforementioned opening the areas to offshore drilling, my personal favorite, and then releasing the land grab by Obama, 265 million acres. I mean, I could spend a whole show, Chris, just going through the executive orders. We mentioned the travel ban, and I'm going to touch on the money for sanctuary cities, which is going to go to the Supreme Court, and it's going to win. There's a lot that he has done. I understand the Obamacare deal, that was a debacle. Okay, he handled that wrong because he listened to the establishment Republicans, Chris, who I feel don't have your best interest in mind and don't have my best interest in mind or any other Americans. But supposedly something's coming down the pike with Obamacare. Chris, are you patient to wait for it or no, you're done?
Basically, I never trusted him from the start. The problem is we can't trust in a president in one person to fix this road to socialism, this road to service.
I disagree with you on that. I don't think people, I mean, Bernie Sanders wants socialism, but I don't think, you know, and I don't even think a lot of the Democrats want socialism. The hard left wing of the party does, but I have to disagree with you on that they want socialism. I mean, really, aside from Bernie Sanders and some others, who's really pursuing socialism?
We've been pursuing socialism since FDR became president. It started out with the New Deal and Social Security and then Medicare and now Obamacare. We've been getting small doses of socialism for the past 100 years since we got the Federal Reserve.
There have you are correct there. And thank you for your call, Chris. You are correct there. There have been policies that lean towards socialism, okay? But that doesn't mean Republicans and Democrats all on the Hill want to pursue it. But we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. If you're holding, please continue to hold. We're going to come back. We're going to get to your calls. We're going to continue to discuss the first 100 days. Boy, if you look at the television media, you would think President Trump didn't accomplish anything. Did he? I think he did. We've gone through some executive orders. There is the issue of Obamacare, but we'll go through more right here when we return to the home of Trump's War, Dr. Savage's number one New York Times bestseller, Trump's War, His Battle for America, here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate, filling in for Dr. Savage, but do not fret. He will be back on Monday. But in the meantime, pick up a copy of Dr. Savage's New York Times number one bestseller, Trump's War, His Battle for America. More important now that Trump is getting past his first 100 days. And that's what we're discussing right now. If you're holding, please continue to hold. We're going to get to all of your calls right after the top of the hour. Now that we want to give you enough time to vent and blow off some steam and give us all your knowledge, but there's not enough time right now. 855-400-SAVAGE if you want to get in on the conversation. But we've been talking about the first 100 days. We've been talking about Russia. And we've been talking about China. Can they be trusted as it pertains to Syria and North Korea? The major conflict statement by President Trump pertaining to North Korea. We've played you tons of audio from Rex Tillerson. This is a serious issue going on with North Korea. We'll continue to take your calls on that as well. But it is all in Trump's war, his battle for America. As I said, I'm very excited today about President Trump opening up areas for exploration for offshore drilling in the Arctic and in the mid-Atlantic areas. And if you look on page 181 in Trump's War, His Battle for America, that's chapter 9, conservatism and conservation. It's all right there. And you might be surprised by some of Dr. Savage's views there, but it's all there for you in Trump's War, His Battle for America. Don't go away. My name is Lou Pate. This is the Savage Nation. We'll be right back after this break. You are listening to the home of Trump's War, His Battle for America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It's the Savage Nation. I'm Lou Pate, filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back on Monday. In the meantime, I encourage you to pick up a copy of Dr. Savage's New York Times number one bestseller, Trump's War, His Battle for America. More important now that Trump is getting past his first 100 days. And I need mention that the book debuted at number one on the New York Times bestseller list. It's impressive enough if a book makes its way up the charts and lands at number one. Heck, it's impressive enough just to be on the list and then make it to number one. But to debut at number one as Trump's War, His Battle for America, has done is truly impressive. And I think I speak for Dr. Savage, and I thank all of the Savage listeners out there who have taken part, but encourage your friends and family to check out Trump's War. Believe me, folks, it is a blueprint for what we discuss here on the show, for what is going on in our times. It's like reading in real time what is taking place, whether it's the media, whether it is the Republican and Democratic establishment going after President Trump, whether it's his battle for the Second Amendment. President Trump spoke at the NRA today, and it's right there in Trump's War, Chapter 11, Trump's War for the Second Amendment. It is a tome of our times, and I encourage you to check it out. Go to michaelsavage.com, sign up for the free newsletter, which will be delivered to your inbox for free. And while there, order Trump's War, His Battle for America. We're going to be talking about immigration a little later in the show, but also Iran's President Obama's secret Iran deal. Hope we'll have time to get that all in there. But in the meantime, we're going to continue taking your calls on Trump's 100 first days. For the haters, you're welcome, but please have something to say. Just don't say you're unhappy with Trump being there. 855-400-SAVAGE. I'm looking at most of his accomplishments coming in the forms of executive orders. It would be better if it was in the form of policy, but when you have people on your own side, like the House Freedom Caucus, who are against President Trump and everything he does, Jim Jordan and his crew, well, it's hard to get things pushed through. Who would think that any president whose party controls the House and the Senate would have trouble getting stuff through that is good for the American people? Whether it's repealing and replacing Obamacare, whether it is tax cuts, whether it is keeping our borders safe by keeping people from terrorist nations out of our country temporarily so they can be properly vetted, not giving money to cities, mayors, and governors who break the law by allowing sanctuary cities. It's truly amazing. It's like bizarro world. And then we have, in reference to Obamacare, we have the UN warning that President Trump, his repeal could violate international law. This is the UN. They don't nickname them useless nations for nothing. I say we get out of the UN. It's truly amazing. How could the UN sit in judgment of anybody? How could they hold anybody to that standard when their member nations include Afghanistan, Cuba, Iraq, Iran? Come on. They're just taking up a lot of valuable real estate there on the east side of Manhattan from 42nd Street up to 49th Street. Beautiful land over there. Kick them out. But in the meantime, there is the issue of the executive actions. Two orders reviving the Keystone XL pipeline and the Dakota Access pipelines. He also signed three other related orders that would expedite the environmental permitting process for infrastructure projects related to the pipelines. And it would direct the Commerce Department to streamline the manufacturing permitting process and give the Commerce Department 180 days to maximize the use of U.S. steel in the pipeline. U.S. steel is booming again. It's coming back because President Trump is beginning to use it. You'll hear the critics say, well, he's not using U.S. steel. That is factually incorrect. Okay? There were contracts and there were deals that were made before President Trump was put into office, before his inauguration. Those have to be honored. They're not using U.S. steel. But every deal made since he became president is focusing on using U.S. steel. So, again, fake news out there. You got to sift through it. Keep it here at the Savage Nation. Dr. Savage will always give it to you straight. 855-400-SAVAGE. Before we get to the phones, to show you how ridiculous it's getting, this is the illustrious Nancy Pelosi, whose face is getting so tight she's kind of talking like this now. But clip number 14, if you will, please, Robert.
So there's so many inconsistencies. So many inconsistencies. I'm trying really hard to find something positive. I wonder about, although this morning he had three tweets, I was thinking he was more of a creature that stalked the night, that these things just came out at night like a vampire, and they tweeted these things, but now it's spread to the morning, so let me think for a while.
In other words, I have nothing to say. I'm making a vampire joke, and I got a little laugh from the lemmings in the audience in front of me, but basically you hear the indecision in her voice. Oh, let me think for a while. There's so many inconsistencies, but she could not produce one. She continues on, Robert, if you will. This is Nancy Pelosi again talking about the 100 days. We played Chuck Schumer earlier hour in the show, and if you notice, Schumer talked about broken promises. Oh, what could Nancy, maybe they have the same speech writer, I don't know. Please, clip number 13.
As you all know, Saturday's the big day, the 100th day of the Trump administration, 100 days of broken promises to working people, 100 days of handouts to the wealthiest people in our country. All this week, House and Senate Democrats have been leading daily actions highlighting the stark reality of President Trump's conduct. Some people have asked me what grade would I give him. We could take it subject by subject. Broken promises on jobs and infrastructure. F. We haven't seen a jobs bill. We haven't seen an infrastructure bill for all the talk. F. Broken promises on America's health care. F minus. Broken promises to drain the swamp, stacking the deck in his cabinet with lobbyists. He said he was going to fire Wall Street, and yet, again, he's hired them.
And there you have it. Basically, Charlie Brown's teacher, folks, she's not saying anything. I had a conversation with people recently, and you got to give it time. That's why the 100-day rule, it's the only one we have, so we'll go with it. But 3 months and 10 days, did you really expect a wall to be built? Did you really expect? I mean, this cabinet is not even in place because they won't even cooperate with the man. Jobs are coming back. She neglected to point out that the first job bill, that the first job numbers that came back, they were 100,000 more, 100,000 higher than projections. I mean, it's all right there. We look at all that is going on there. There is an executive order imposing a 120-day suspension of the refugee program and the 90-day ban on the travel. We mentioned that earlier. Why aren't you in support of that, Nancy Pelosi, okay? A memorandum calling for a 30-day review of military readiness. Those on the left say our military is too big. Your military can never be too big when there's people like Kim Jong-un out there. Let's get to the phones. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage, who will return on Monday, 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go up to Alaska. Michael at KBYR, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Thank you for holding.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I just wanted to comment on Korea. You were talking earlier about EMPs and then nuclear weapons, and I just wanted to make sure people were educated on what exactly they have and what they're capable of. I got a, without saying my job, I got a DOD background.
Okay.
But as far as EMPs, they don't have anything significant enough to actually knock out power to, like, our warships. They're working on it, but they're not there. They're more focused on the direct attack weapons.
Right. No, I want to make it clear, Michael, you are correct. They don't have it. They're working on that. And I did talk about an EMP, how it would be easier to get that. They do want the nuclear weapon. They want the big kaboom. But when I mentioned the EMP, I did make it clear that they are not there yet. But they're trying to, and this is what we played the sound bites of Rex Tillerson saying, additional patience will only mean acceptance of a nuclear North Korea. Would you agree?
That is absolutely correct. And they're taking the right stance, and I'm very encouraged by their words. So what the danger is that they do have a nuclear weapon that's capable of taking out any U.S. city. The problem is getting it there. So they do not possess the technology to mount it on a warhead, make it compact enough, make it sustainable enough where it can take the G-forces and the vibrations of, you know, being under rocket power to get it here. That's their limitation. However, they do have direct strike capability to the closer nations, which is more specifically South Korea and Japan. But the real danger in North Korea is that basically if we strike them in any way and Mr. Un gets the ball to do it, then he will unleash all his artillery on South Korea, specifically Seoul. And he has thousands upon thousands of artillery pieces directly laid on Seoul. And we just do not have the capability to knock artillery shells out of the sky. And so if we do anything that provokes him to the point where he feels like he needs to attack South Korea, Seoul will be a pile of ashes before we're able to react.
That's an excellent point, Michael. But do you think, I think he would do that. But I don't think he wants to attack South Korea. I think he'd love to inflict some type of harm on us here in the United States. But, you know, he's long down the road. Now, you're with the DOD, or you work in connection with the DOD. I respect that you can't tell us what you do, but do you think, I asked this question earlier, China is key. Do you think we can trust China?
Not completely, but I think that the fact that Trump spoke to their president or whatever, you know, his stature is, whatever he's called, he spoke to him for three to 4 hours from what I heard, and it sounds promising. I think China is doing what's in their own best interest, but I think that they realize that they are relying on America. So when I think it, when it comes down to brass tacks, they will support us if it comes down to direct action.
is what I said. His title is president too, but it is confusing. Presidents, prime ministers. This one, he's president of China. I got a business feel from him. I got a vibe of being a businessman who wants business to be good, and war is not good for business. But Michael, I appreciate your expertise calling in from KBYR in Alaska. Thank you for your knowledge. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get right back to the phones. 855-400-SAVAGE. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage, the home of the New York Times number one bestseller, Trump's War, His Battle for America. Check it out. Go to michaelsavage.com. Order yourself a copy. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back on Monday. In the meantime, pick up a copy of Dr. Savage's New York Times number one bestseller list, Trump's War, His Battle for America. More important now that Donald Trump is getting past his first 100 days. Let's go to Craig. I want to get to this. I keep looking at this conservatism versus conservation in Trump's War, His Battle for America on page 100. I want to get to it because I like what Dr. Savage wrote there, and I think it's going to surprise you, which will encourage you to pick up a copy of the book. But first, I'll get to that. But Craig at KYYA in Montana, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Lou. Hi. Thanks for having me. I just wanted to comment. I think Trump's accomplished a lot. I didn't vote for him. I didn't think I had a horse in this race that would hold true to what they were trying to do. I think he's actually trying to accomplish what he said he would. I don't agree with government as big as he likes it, but I think he's actually been honest with us. And I think that he's done some things that liberals should be happy with. They always purport to be the ones that care about human causes. And he said he was going to take a hard line against human trafficking. And in the short time that he's been in office, he got together with law enforcement and made it clear that this was something that he had an agenda for. And in just the short time he's been in office, more arrests have been made and more has been done than were done in the previous administration's prior 2 years. So I think he's accomplished a lot and some things that they should be able to credit him for and be on board with. It just shows how biased things are.
No, see, liberals, as Dr. Savage always says, liberalism is a mental disorder, and it truly is, because, Craig, they just say the words, okay? They say that they care about people, but they don't really care about people in a sense of what they mean. Like, oh, do you want to see anybody hungry? No. Do you want to see anybody homeless? No, nobody does. But do they really do anything about it? No. Case in point, Craig. The TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, Hillary Clinton was in favor of it, all the Democrats are in favor of it. Donald Trump made it go away. Part of the TPP, they needed Malaysia in there. This is a point that I've made before that a lot of people, they don't know, and you're never going to hear it on the news. Malaysia, human rights violations for the sex trafficking of women and children is abominable. Okay, former President Obama changed the standards of human rights violations and what is acceptable and what is not, so Malaysia could be part of the TPP. He turned his back on the women and children who are trafficked for sex out of Malaysia and through Malaysia just to get the TPP through. This is the head of the Democratic Party. This is former President Barack Obama turning his back on women, turning his back on children. That's why I laugh, Craig, when I hear about the war on women and how Republicans don't care about people. You've got the President of the United States well aware that sex trafficking of women and children was going on while he was president, and he not only did nothing about it, he made it worse by pretending it wasn't going on and then changing the criteria of human rights violations just for the sake of the TPP. Quite frankly, I find that disgusting and repugnant.
I do, too, and I appreciate your insight to it, and I thank you, and I'll continue listening offline.
We appreciate your time, Craig. Thanks for joining us from KYYA, Dr. Savage's affiliate in Montana. Now, if you're holding, please continue to hold. We're going to continue to take your calls on the issue of immigration, Trump's 100 days, North Korea, and all that we're talking about here on The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's the Savage Nation. I'm Lou Pate, filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back on Monday, but I encourage you to pick up a copy of Dr. Savage's New York Times number one bestseller, Trump's War, His Battle for America. More important now that Donald Trump is getting past his first 100 days. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Before we get back to the phones and the first 100 days, we talked with a previous caller about how liberals use words, and they say they care about people, they say they care about women, and I gave an example of President Obama turning his back on women and children who are being trafficked for sex in Malaysia for the sake of the TPP. It says here in Chapter 9 of Trump's War, I cited it earlier, in Chapter 9, in reference to conservatism and conservation, as Dr. Savage writes, global warming may be a lie, but ecosystems are not. That's the real science of the environment. I've been a lifelong conservationist, but I'm not an environmentalist. There's a huge difference between the two. And here's where it makes the point. Environmentalists use the animals, land, air, and water as political tools to advance a global socialist agenda. A conservationist is something quite different. In case you haven't noticed, conservationists and conservative come from the same root word. The conservationist movement in this country was originally led by conservatives like Teddy Roosevelt, who understood that conserving the earth was every bit as important as conserving the social, cultural, and political traditions that form the basis of our liberty. See, it's right all there in Trump's War, His Battle for America. But also, that makes the point about how liberals use words, and they pretend to care about people. They pretend to care about the environment, but really all they care about is winning the political argument of the day. We're going to continue to take your calls, but I just want to talk about the issue of sanctuary cities. One of President Trump's executive orders was a two-multi-pronged order on border security and immigration enforcement, including the authorization of a U.S.-Mexico border wall. We've all heard about the wall. And the stripping of federal grant money to sanctuary cities. Now, it also included hiring 5,000 more Border Patrol agents, ending catch-and-release policies for illegal immigrants, and reinstating local and state immigration enforcement partnerships. Okay, the one I wanted to focus on was the stripping of federal grant money to sanctuary cities. It was in there, and in case you missed it, it was blocked by an activist judge in San Francisco. President Trump's response to that was, "We'll see you in the Supreme Court." I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a constitutional scholar. It baffles my logical mind, and I'm a very logical person, as to how one judge in San Francisco, another judge in Seattle with the travel ban executive order, can thwart the wishes of the President of the United States and an executive order when he's trying to do something for national security, trying to do something in this case for national security and the people, the safety of the people of America. It is just boggling my mind that this is going on. So the issue of sanctuary cities, have to go away, folks. They're illegal. I don't care where your politics comes from. They are breaking the law. When President Obama decided to ignore federal laws on immigration and encouraged mayors and governors to have sanctuary cities in their cities and states, he was breaking the law. He was not doing the will of the people. He was he was basically not doing his job. But because the media loved him and their lemmings for everything, they bowed at him and they carried his water for 8 years for all of his failed policies, it didn't go largely unnoticed, but it went largely ignored. The good thing about that is we got Donald Trump as our president because of that, because the forgotten man, as mentioned in Trump's war, his battle for America, right there in chapter two, was listening. And we rose up on November 8th. But liberals would have you think that no illegals are coming through who are committing crimes. And that is just not the case, okay? Also, with the you tie it in with the Syrian refugees. They want to make you feel, oh, these poor beleaguered people, they should be able to come here. No, look at Europe. Look at Brussels. Look at Paris. Look at London. Look at towns in Italy. They're overrun. They're ruined, okay? The Muslim refugees are doing in Europe what Adolf Hitler couldn't. They're taking it over. We don't need that here. We don't want them here. We cannot save everyone. It is just a simple reality of life. And then there's the media. I have to get this in there, folks. Robert, if you can, clip number 22. This is celebrity chef Tom Colicchio. I think celebrity chefs are pretty much, they're a notch above what models bring to society. If you will, Robert, please.
We need to welcome immigrants to our country. And that's the problem right now is we can look at a broken immigration system and you can look at illegal immigration. Well, there's no legal way for immigrants to actually enter this country. And these are people that want to work. They want to feed their families. They're fleeing really bad situations. And once they get here, they just contribute. I mean, my family came here in 1903 from Italy when immigration was a lot easier.
There is no legal way for immigrants to actually enter this country. This is what you hear on MSNBC. That was Tom Colicchio. He's a celebrity chef of all things. On MSNBC, that's who they consider experts. Well, then again, this is the station that hired Ronan Farrow and Al Sharpton and Joyanne Reed. There is no legal way for immigrants to actually enter this country. And then he goes on to say, my family came here from in 1903 from Italy. Yes, let me tell you something. They came legally, Tom. That's the difference, okay? These illegals coming in here, number one, where it's a different time where we have terrorists trying to sneak in, and they're coming illegally, thus breaking laws. I don't care that the former president told you to ignore those laws. When your family came from Italy in 1903, like my grandparents came from Italy a few short years later, you had to have a sponsor. You had to be healthy. They didn't just allow anybody in. There was a process at Ellis Island that you went through. And if you were sick, you were quarantined. If you didn't have a sponsor, they sent you back. It wasn't a free-for-all like liberals pretend that it was. And no, when your ancestors, your people came here, they came here legally. But this is what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with misinformation, and we're dealing with lies. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Storm in KVOR in Colorado, Colorado Springs. Welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you?
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to just, I know y'all have heard about, you know, the riots as of late, you know, these people, these liberals, and I myself, I am a very liberal person in many ways, but I am just disgusted by the way these liberals are conducting themselves with these riots.
Well, I'll tell you what. Listen, Storm, you self-identify as a liberal, and you and I might disagree on politics, and we can have a spirited discussion about our disagreements and still respect each other at the end. Okay, that's the way I like to handle it. But those people are not liberals. Okay, they're not even liberals. They're just anarchist animals who want to destroy things. Although I might disagree with what you say, Storm. We could agree to disagree. You're not going to punch me in the face, I hope, or hit me with a piece of wood, and I'm not going to do the same thing to you. If you lose the debate or if I lose the debate, we're not going to run a car, burn a car or run a bench through a window of a store. These people are not liberals. And you won't find me Storm defending liberals too often, but they're not liberals. They're just anarchist animals who are hiding behind the sign of political politics and freedom of speech to thwart the political speech of others. And, you know, the fact that they're using your label for what you self-identify as, that should concern you, no?
Oh, yes, that concerns me greatly, and I agree with you completely on that. You can sit down and discuss politics all day, and, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not going to punch you in the face. I'm going to respect you as a human being, because we are human beings at the end of the day.
But to not allow, whether it's a conservative author or some other conservative speaker, to have a conversation, to speak about, you know, the issues of the day, to shut them down, to shut down a parade. I heard Dr. Savage talking about the shutting down of a Rose Parade yesterday. You know, this is intolerant. It is truly amazing that this is being allowed to go on in Berkeley and in other places, though it's one, and you don't hear anybody condemning it. Just like we had the Black Lives Matter, okay? They're a bunch of radical racists who condone killing of police officers. Yet when police, and then they'll say they're not, but then when police officers are murdered in cold blood, as many have been, I have not heard one person from Black Lives Matter condemn any of these killings. When we see all of this destruction in Berkeley in February and now again this week, we don't hear Nancy Pelosi. We don't hear Chuck Schumer. We don't hear any of the leaders of the Democratic Party coming forward, Storm, and saying, hey, this is not what free speech is all about. You don't represent the Democrats. You don't represent liberals. But, Storm, we don't hear from them. Instead, we hear them with the same old talking points and then calling Trump a vampire. And, I mean, what do you think when you hear the leaders of, you know, your party not condemning the violence and the intolerance?
Well, I find it very reprehensible. I just, like, it's their duty, you know, to, especially, like, you know, the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement. If they don't come out there and say, hey, you know, tell the people, you know, hey, let's not go out there and chant, what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them? Now. That is, like, that, to me, whenever you start chanting that, that's terroristic in nature, in every way.
So, and, you know, I brought that up with someone recently, and their answer was, well, it's just a rogue group. Well, okay, first of all, it wasn't a rogue group. They were marching by the hundreds through the streets of New York City. But more importantly, Storm, not Mayor de Blasio in New York City, nor Governor Cuomo in New York State, or any of the elected leaders across the whole nation condemned that on the left. And you're only led to believe that they must agree with it.
Right. And I think it is the duty of whatever party you affiliate yourself with, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever, whenever your party comes out and does something stupid, it is your obligation to call that person out on what they're doing. You are even more obligated to with your own party.
All right. Listen, you have the floor, Storm, of the Savage Nation. Millions of people, including many politicians, who are listening to you right now, who listen in every day to Dr. Savage, even though they don't want to admit it. The floor is yours. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Think for a second. What would you say to your fellow liberals? What would you say to politicians who are listening, members of the media who are also listening? I mean, what would you say about this? I know that you didn't prepare anything, but just speak from the heart.
Okay. Well, this is what my thoughts are. Engage in open discussion, but give the other person the respect in the sense that you know that human beings can change their minds. They can change their perspectives. I used to be a very conservative person, and my perspective changed due to some certain experiences. But, you know, just bring valid arguments to the table and be willing to listen, and not just listen to respond and listen and consider their point of view. And not just consider their point of view, but consider how they came to think like that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Storm, I encourage you and all the other listeners to check out Trump's War, his Battle for America, Chapter 5, Trump's Culture War. Storm, it's all right there. Thank you for your candor. Do appreciate your time. Before we go to a break, I want to play clip number 18. This is the illustrious Chris Matthews, again, MSNBC, and this is his comments about President Trump. Before we play it, I want you to think, What if he was to say this, or if a conservative commentator, such as Dr. Savage or someone else, was to say this about President Obama?
The ego here is, well, it's something. By the way, his teeth come out like a simian almost. It's simian, like a monkey banging on it with a stick, you know. I'm the biggest, pounding his chest. It does simian quality to it. I mean, primordial, I should say.
He must have, like, the toilet paper with the word of the day with simian and primordial on it, because I don't think his vocabulary goes that deep. I'd love to go on Chris Matthews' show and discuss that with him, but he's not going to invite me on anytime soon. However, though, if I had donated to his wife's failed congressional campaign, I might have gotten an invitation on there, but that's just hearsay. We don't know. It is truly amazing the disrespect that members of the media have for President Trump, as opposed to how they treated. Remember, this is the guy who had the tingle in his leg. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Your calls when we come back here, the home of Trump's war, his battle for America, the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
It's the Savage Nation. I'm Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back tomorrow. And as I was just talking with Storm there in Colorado Springs at Dr. Savage's affiliate at KVOR about freedom of speech and how he as a liberal finds it repugnant the way that the liberals are acting up there in Berkeley. If you go to Trump's War, his battle for America, there it is. Chapter 10, Trump's War for the First Amendment. And he goes through it with Soros' brown shirts, the battle for religious freedom, and the new Ministry of Truth. It's all there in Trump's war, his battle for America. Now, we have breaking news. North Korea has launched a ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan just a short while ago. The missile has been assessed to be a KN-17, a former Scud missile that officials believe is being tested to one day target ships. The missile flew roughly 25 miles and was in the air for about 15 minutes. And it's not immediately clear if this missile launch was considered a success, but the U.S. Pacific Command and U.S. Strategic Command is still assessing the situation. So there you have it. North Korea fired an unidentified missile from a site in the vicinity of the Pyongyang province early this morning. So it has happened. They're testing missiles. It's probably just a show of force. We'll keep you posted as we do. Bring it all to you here first on the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate. Special thanks to all the Savage listeners, Savage Nation listeners. Special thanks to Robert and Jim producing the show, multitasking behind the scenes. My name is Lou Pate. Make sure you pick up a copy of Trump's War, his battle for America. You are listening to the Savage Nation.